Josh Dreyer is campaign manager for the group Legalize ND.
Well, I think that the fact that we got so many signatures during the winter is a testament of about how passionate people are to sign this. I expect our average per day to go up much higher with the good weather.
Dreyer says the 8,000 signatures were gathered with a volunteer-only crew of petition circulators. He says they'll gather as many signatures as they can up to the deadline.
The only fear I have of any signatures being tossed out is legibility. That's the number one killer on a petition, is someone signed that wasn't that you can't read.
Dreyer says also coming on board for the North Dakota effort are members of the group Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
Now, what this organization is a lot of retired narcotics officers, retired police captains and sheriffs, chief of police. This is going to be a big deal, I think. I think North Dakota will be receptive to hearing actual narcotics officers and retired 30-year captains speak about why the prohibition of marijuana should be ended.
Dreyer says as the campaign moves along, about half of the law enforcement officials he's talked to are in favor and about half are opposed. The group needs about 13,500 signatures to get on the North Dakota ballot, and Dreyer says that is an achievable number. More information on the petition effort can be found at the group's website, legalizend.com. Again, legalizend.com. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.